We're about to embark upon a very remarkable journey. Some of you have learned Chalban Svarim, have seen some of the Svarim. This particular one, Hakitzuran Ushaychne Ofa, is, in my opinion, in my personal opinion, it's a sefer that's mamish. It's mamish historical. It's a cute thing. One of the chevra the other night, by Friday night davening, a Shabbos davening, you know, he had brought his little boy to me. I don't know, maybe 7 years old boy, to ask a question, which I always enjoy. The children ask questions, and he asked me a question. I don't remember something with the parish, whatever it was, and I answered it. And the father told me that on the way home, the boy said, "Boy, Rebbe told me it was a life changer. Whatever, it was a life changer." Little boy says such a thing, it's a life changer. So this is a life changer. This sefer is mamash a life changer. And I know. It's mamash a life changer. It changed my life. And I mean it seriously. It caused a shift in a certain way of thinking. It's completely bound together with the other limudim that we're doing. Shem Hashem, we're going to continue with Sefer Yeshua. Last night we started in Yonim of the Yerushalmi, or Yerushalmi, and that was Zeicher to learn Rav Kook's Torahs on Erev Shabbos, and Keser Shem Tov, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's all about climbing out of the personal galus that you and I have been in so many years, and climbing out of the collective galus that Am Yisrael has been in for thousands of years. And that's what this sefer is about. Each parak is relatively small. So if a person misses one, they could pick up either by listening to the shiur, or there's not necessarily one continuing into the other. And there's no way that I can describe, and there's no introduction that I could give. Just once we start learning, you'll see what I mean. It's a sefer that's filled with excitement, with the excitement of coming back to life, of the tchia that Rav Kook is talking about. And it's very much connected to the teachings of Rav Kook. I started this sefer some years ago in yeshiva, and for different reasons we didn't continue. And Baruch Hashem, I decided that the time has come. It wasn't then, but the time is now. And I'm starting from the beginning. I think that Yoli Rubin told me that there were 8 shiurim that he had, but we're going to start from the beginning, and it's a sefer that you're going to hold on to and treasure and keep with you, keep on your Shabbos table, keep in your backpacks and your handbags, whatever you carry. It's something that mashu miyuchad. It's filled with Eretz Yisrael. Every time that we're going to learn together, we're going to be able to breathe a little bit from the air of Yerushalayim. So for that, it's good to get together. We're going to be able to feel something of Eretz Yisrael, of what it's going to be like, and what we're leaving and what we're preparing to enter into. The Chalban himself is a very mysterious person. I don't claim to know him well. I've met him twice. And he's a very deep and mysterious person. He's a Refuah Shleima, Rab Chaim HaKohen. He's part of a chabur of mysterious tzaddikim. One is a shoemaker. He's a milchiger. He was in a milk factory all the years, clean shaven with a little cap, kol tarkula, and it's impossible to know who he is, what he's about, but the Torahs that come from him, from his Beis Medrash, together with a very big Talmud Chacham, who's to a large extent responsible for bringing the writings out and for rewriting and editing and so on, is Reb Reuven Sasson, who's now putting out his own Sfarim that are very, very beautiful. They have together created something of a revolution, a ma'apecha. And let's be part of it. So there's a small introduction of Pesach Chav Zayin. He uses a lashon that Rav Kook sometimes used. He's speaking to each and every one of us, and he says, "Tzarech ato achi im yesh lecha lev." That's a Rav Kook expression. Im yesh lecha lev, if you have a heart, my brother, if you have a heart, you must what? Lahakshiv el dvarim ha'eleh. That's how he begins. My brother, if you have a heart, you must listen to what I'm going to tell you. Tzarech ato achi im yesh lecha lev. If you have a heart, lahakshiv el dvarim ha'eleh. To listen to these words. Im chashka nafshcha b'avodas Hashem amitis. If you truly, if you have a true desire for true avodas Hashem, heye manir daitecha heite b'dvarim elu. Think deeply in what we're going to discuss. Hey, manir daitecha. Invest your mind, your thoughts, into what we're going to be learning. Ki min amigdash heima yotzim. Because they're coming to you, he's saying, they, as they came to me, from the Mikdash. What does that mean, from the Mikdash? From the holy place. Mimayan Sifrei HaPnimius, from the wellspring of Sifrei HaPnimius, of the deepest, deepest form that we have, of Pnimius, in the Zohar Kodesh, in Tikkuni HaZohar, in the Kesvei Ari, in the Ramchal, and so on, the Gror, Rav Kook, Sifrei Hasidus. Our redemption depends upon these teachings that have come to us from the Mikdash, from the holiest place, from the holiest people. Our geula, our redemption depends on what we're going to be learning. We're going to take a path that is short, not long. And I'm depending upon your heart. That you're going to concentrate fully, that you're going to invest and give yourself over to what we're going to be learning. Be'emes ubahakshava, and to listen. You know, lakshiv is not lishmoa, means to, but lakshiv means to listen. In Yiddish, there's a word to daher, meaning to hear something in a very deep way, to listen deeply. But the tzaddik is saying is, don't make this into another thing that you're reading for it. It's interesting or informative. I'm asking you to carve out a place in your heart to receive this, to hear this. And you'll see why he's saying it once we start learning. You're going to feel that in every word, there's like the person's whole neshama is in every word. If you have a heart that's true, so first he was saying, not everybody has a heart. He says, Kodim called the first condition is, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how not smart you are, that's not the ikka. The first requirement is im yesh lecha lev. Do you have a heart? And now what he's saying is that to hear this in a real way, it's not enough just to have a heart, you have to have a lev emes, a heart that's true. And it's fitting to review this mimer, this sefer, a number of times. Because the main way to eat the fruits of this sefer, to enjoy the fruits of this sefer, is by bringing it into the heart. And that's something that you can acquire only through reviewing it, going over it. There are many svarim that have been written revolving around the avodas Hashem. The derech his alus odom, and the derech for a person to ascend, the way for a person to grow closer to Hashem, to ascend in his avodas Hashem. V'chol atzmeim the dvar Hashem, liyos dveikim b'kainim b'ne'monos. There are many svarim that help those who are thirsting for the dvar Hashem to become attached to the Creator in a way of faithfulness. And we all learn and we study these holy books, these holy svarim. And I'm not coming here in this sefer to disagree or to argue with any of these Svarim. Ela lahoysef davar gadol ma'od, but to add something very great, shenischadish b'dareinu zeh, that has been mischadish, it's something new in our time, in our generation. Hu yisod u'maitza neshamas shel hador ha'achron, and it's the foundation and the source of the souls of this last generation. Something brand new, something that's not, it's not to be found in really in earlier Svarim, and it's true, because it's speaking for the souls of our generation, of the last generation, in a very clear and particular way, as we'll see.
What does Umotzi mean?
It means the place of origin, where it comes from. Einyin hamavu b'mayim is at page Chavchaz. What's explained in this Maimer, in this Sefer, Yotzuk Heitev B'Sifrei HaPnimius, is solidly based in the Svarim of Pnimius. Sometimes he quotes the Svarim. There's also some notes, longer notes at the end of the Sefer. Some of them will do, some that we won't do. But it's all rooted in the Sifrei HaPnimius. U'mukaroysev ne'amonim b'divrei hazoyer v'atikunim. And the Makaris are mostly from the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar, V'divrei Rabbeinu HaKadoshim, Avir Yisrael, and from the teachings of the Holy Tzaddikim, Avir Yisrael, the powerful ones, the strong ones of the Jewish people, Malachi Elyon, these great angels of our people, Asher He'iru Olam Ba'itzim Hasagasim, who illuminated the world with the greatness of their understanding. V'ofar Anu, and we are nothing more than dirt. And even though I said that our generation, this new generation of redemption, needs something that hasn't been fully revealed in the past, but he wants to make it clear, I'm not saying that something that's a chiddush, that's not, just like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh didn't come to say something that was a chiddush. Of course, it was mechudash, but it was rooted in all the ancient wisdom of Am Yisrael. Because we're only drawing water and pouring it from those wellsprings of salvation of the tzaddikim who came before us. From the teachings that were written for the end of time. Now that excludes many svarim. There are many, many svarim that were written for that time. And when you learn the Sefer now, even though everything is wonderful, everything in Torah is wonderful, and everything is true, but many, many, many svarim that you learn now, not talking about in Halacha, we're talking about in Avodah, they don't resonate with our generation. This is a problem, because you have some teachers that they insist on teaching the svarim that they learned, because it worked for them, you know, 1967 or something, or 75, and it gave them some perspective, and they don't understand why the kids are all rolling their eyes now. It's not speaking to them now. There are svarim, not so many, but there are svarim that the authors were not even speaking primarily to the time that they lived. For that time, they were speaking mostly for our time. Because Rabbi Nachman, as you know, the Shpola said, he said that about him, that your Torahs, your teachings are, it's all Torah Semes, but it's not for now, that time. It's not for the beginning of the 19th century, it's for the end. And there are other tzaddikim that Torahs were taught for the end of time, for the last generation, in anticipation of what we were going to be struggling with, what we have to go through. And the message that we need to hear is like something that was put into a time thing, you know, for the end of time, a little note that certain tzaddikim sent to us, the Zohar Kodesh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Ari HaKodesh. There are Torahs that speak to us now more than to our parents and grandparents. Our grandparents were not talking about these things. Our grandparents were not learning these things. You know how many years the Maral Svarim was sitting on shelves, collecting dust, they were not being learned. Only a few big Tzaddikim and Talmidei Chacham were looking in the Maharal's Svarim. And then the time came for the Maharal to be revealed, even though it was printed and it was around. Not all of them, but the Maharal's Svarim were around. But the Maharal's Svarim was speaking mostly to us, to the end, to the Jews of the end of time, these last few centuries, the end of time, not to the time that he was in. And the time that he was in, he was looked up to as a leader, as a great tzaddik, but his svarim, to a large extent, were not being studied and were not being understood. And it's like that with other tzaddikim. You see, with Rav Kook, it's not a long time ago, but the svarim are speaking louder and louder and louder as every day goes by. And so it is with other tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who are speaking about Am Yisrael, not just about the individual Jew, but about the nation, about the people. Those neshamas klaliyos that had us in mind. And there are other tzaddikim that are like that, without going to start different names of tzaddikim. In many ways, they're Ramchal also. Besides Mesil Shasham, of course, but all the other some of the Ramchal, that for all of the years, to a large extent, were not being learned the way that they are now. I once mentioned to you a teaching. I wrote about this in an article years ago. There's a teaching from the Ramchal's Talmud, Rav Moshe David Vali. Rav Moshe David Vali, it's an example of another tzaddik. We have from him now over the past 25, 30 years on all of Tanakh, many, many volumes of Svarim that were never even printed. And we're sitting someplace, and those Svarim are shining with the light of Mashiach, the Svarim of Rav Moshe David Vali. Mamish with the light of Mashiach. And every book Chumash and Navi, the Megillahs, his Lakutam, the things that he says in his Lakutam, it's hard to believe that he lived so long ago. It's like he's walking amongst us. The Moshe David Vali, and in his parish in Amos, there's a Torah that I've mentioned many times over the years. On the pasuk that we all know of Lo Yirav Alechem, Lo Yitzom Al Amayim, Hine Yom and Barim Nuh Mashem, days are coming, Nuh Mashem. Vishlachti Ra'av Ba'aretz. It's a good thing, it's a song, right? It's one of those few psukim of Tanakh that we know. Vishlachti Ra'av Ba'aretz, I will send, Hashem said, days are coming, I will send the hunger into the land. Lay Rav Lalechem, Lay Tzom Alamayim. You can hear Shlomo sing, or Shlomo sing you. Lay Rav Lalechem, Lay Tzom Alamayim, Kim Lishmoz Devi Hashem. I'm going to send the hunger into the land. It's not going to be a hunger for bread or a thirst for water, but Lishmoa, to hear the Hashem, to hear the word of God. So Moshe David asks in his parish on that pasuk in Amos, Moshe David asks, why is there going to be a hunger? Why is there going to be a thirst? He said already in his time he was speaking, when they already had the printing press. He said there's such an abundance of svarim. You never could have imagined what's going on now. He said, there's so many svarim. Anybody that wants to learn can go to Bais Medrash. And even if you can't afford, many people couldn't afford svarim, but in town there was always a Bais Medrash. Anybody who wants to learn, there's svarim, plenty of svarim. Now you don't have to even, you could have one computer and you have Eitzer HaChachma or Bar Ilan or something, ding. But thousands and thousands and thousands of svarim. So Rav Moshe David Vali was asking already back then, so what's the hunger, what's the thirst? Hishlachti Rav Baritz, Lishmo Divir Hashem. It's not a hunger for bread and it's not a thirst for water. It's a hunger to hear Divir Hashem, to hear the words of God. So he asked, why is there a hunger? Whoever wants, go Gesundheit, there's plenty to learn. Anybody can go to the Svarim store, go to the Samadhis. Ochaser, there's no shortage of Svarim. What's the hunger? What's the thirst? So Moshe David said that yes, there are asoy svarim, there are many, many svarim enkates. There are endless amount of svarim that are around. But very few of them, he said, speak mamish as divrei Hashem, as he said. They're all about Hashem and about the Torah and about mitzvahs. But he said that there are very, very few in which you can hear Divrei Hashem Mamash, where you feel that God is talking to you. He said, for that, there are very few. Right. He was just at the time, the beginning when Chassidus was, the light of the Baal Shem Tov was beginning to shine in the world. But at that time, Moshe David said that there'll be a tremendous hunger and tremendous thirst. Tremendous, tremendous hunger. And he said people are going to be looking through many, many, many svarim, and they're going to enjoy them intellectually and see all kinds of interesting concepts and interesting ideas. But if you want to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, there are only a few svarim like that. Im l'shmoy es divrei Hashem. And there's a hunger for that. There's a hunger for that. So he writes here, Kein anu ela doyle b'mashkem in mayonis ha-Yeshua ha-lalu. Mo'isim ha-dvarim she-nichtavu behem avur ha-doris ha-achrayin. All of these teachings are based upon the writings that were written for the end of time. So that you and I can hear divrei Hashem. When there's so much other stuff that we're hearing, and that we're able to hear divrei Hashem. And you feel that very, very much. You'll see. When you learn the Sefer, you feel that very much. You feel like a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. Okedei lohavin ma'ashem yebezreinu. Okedei lohavin davezeh naschil ledaber es dvareinu bli laharach b'hagdomis. So I'm going to start right away without any more introductions. So let's begin. Somebody wanted to, I saw a hand up there before. Okay, good. Let's go. Page Chav Tes. Kol Ish Yisrael Nechlok Bekir B'Lishtei Bechinas. Every Jew is divided into two Bechinas. There are two Bechinas. There are two aspects to every Jew. Beside Chitzonius Upnimius, the sod, the mystery of the inner life of a person himself. I'm sorry, the external life, the Chitzonius, and the Pnimius, and the inner life. Chitzonius and Pnimius. HaChitzonius, he sod chayev ha'ishim. The Chitzonius is the sod of that individual's personal life. That's the Chitzonius. His own life. His own life. All the different things that have happened to him, to her, different ideas, emotions, relationships, all of that is beside chitzonius. Meaning, as profound as his thoughts are, and as important as his life is, it's still, compared to the pnimius, it's still beside hachitzonius. It's still the external. In whatever way, to whatever extent, a person knows himself from the time that he could remember being in this world. You and I will have memories of ourselves and our lives from the beginning of our lives, or as far back as we can go until now. And a person sees himself. He grasps his existence, kiyeshu shleima, like a whole world, v'havaya ha'imedes la'atzma, that stands on its own. And when you hear your name, that means to you all of the things that you have thought about and remember, and how you identify yourself. V'hu soivev soviv avedes Hashem shalo b'tikun atzma. And if you're a serious person, everything revolves around your serving God and to try to find in your life a tikkun, to try to find for yourself a tikkun according to your own koiches, who you are, a tikkun. To bring you to that place, and everything that's happened to you is to bring you to that place of where you can be a true Eved Hashem. And that's very, very important. But all of that is beside HaChitzonius. Beside HaChitzonius. No matter how great a person, no matter how magnificent a Jew you are, your life story, my life story, it's beside HaChitzonius. It's your own personal journey, your own personal tikkun. Habchin ha'pnimis, but there's something deeper in a Jew, in every Jew. Habchin ha'pnimis hi nekudas zikoso v'shaychus el hashchina. The b'china ha'pnimis, the inner essence of a Jew is that nekuda, that point of contact and connection with that which is much bigger than himself, with the infinite, with the Shechina. And the Shechina means Soid Klal Nishmais Yisrael. That reality that's called Knesset Yisrael, Nishmais Yisrael, the entirety of the Jewish people. Because everybody knows that the entire Jewish people are measured or are seen as keguf echad shalem, like one guf, like one body. Knesset Yisrael, Klolius Nishmas Yisrael. Shekol echad, and each and every one of us, every individual Jew, no matter how great that Jew is, each and every individual Jew, b'chinas teiba guf, is like a cell. Is a cell in that body that's called Am Yisrael. Nitzaitz mitoch avuka gedola. Each one of us is like a spark from a great, powerful, fiery torch, a great flame. V'tipa bayon rachav yadayim, like a drop in a huge ocean. V'b'china zu ein ha'odem yeshus la'atzma. In this respect, no individual Jew is a Yeshus la'atzmai. From that perspective of the Pnimius of who he is, he's not by himself. He's not a self-contained entity known as whatever, Yitzhak ben Avram. He's not a Yeshus la'atzma, a le'ever, v'teba guf, but rather he's a limb or a cell of a body. Of something much bigger, of something much greater. K'mesha kol tachlis atei, chol pi'ilusai miyuedes l'tafkud kol haguf, in the same way that the tachlis of every cell in the body, chol pi'iluso, and the particular role that every cell plays in the human body is for the sake of the entire l'tafkud kol haguf, is for the sake of the entire body functioning in a healthy and whole way. Lo b'shvil atzmai. The cell doesn't exist for itself. That cell in the body exists for the body. And as tiny as it is, it can't see its life as something which is separate from the entirety of the organism. And the pnimius of every Jew, every single Jew, no matter how great, no matter how simple, every single Jew is a cell of that body that's called Am Yisrael. Lo b'shvil atzma. And therefore, each and every one of us was not created just for ourselves. Lo b'shvil atzma. Just like the cell in the body is lo b'shvil atzma. Every cell has its own story, it's a particular kind of cell, and has its own history. But every cell understands that it's a drop in that ocean, that it's a spark of that flame, and that its existence is bound up with the entire organism, and that's its tachlis. Now in Halacha, he talks about this a little bit in the notes at the end of the Sefer. We're not going to read, it's a very long note. I'm not going to go into it, but you know that in Halacha there's a din of Kol Yisrael Arayim Zelazah. There's a mutual responsibility that we have for each other halachically that binds us together from the time we became into Eretz Yisrael, because only in Eretz Yisrael, once we came into the land, Eretz Yisrael, as the Avnei Ezer explains, based upon the Maral. Only once we were in Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is the place of that organism. There are cells scattered throughout the world. We're here right now, many miles away from Yerushalayim. But the organism, the heart, the mind of Am Yisrael, of course, is Eretz Yisrael Dik. And from the moment that we crossed into Eretz Yisrael, you and I became responsible for each other. And not only in the same generation, we're responsible for early generations as well, and for later generations. Yeshna po yomano yomein, and enu po yeshna po. We're responsible in halacha, the din of arvus is a very, very basic and fundamental one. All the way to the point that even if I said kiddush, I could say kiddush for you, right? Because as the Ritva explains in kiddushin, until the last Jew in the world has made kiddush, I'm not finished. I'm not finished, really. And it's a serious thing to repeat kiddush because you're saying Hashem's name and you're saying brachas. Kiddush is just an example. You're saying Hashem's name. You know, we're very, very careful about saying Hashem's name. The Sisa Hashem Hashem Lakech Leshov, when that deeper, the whole universe was shaking when those words came out, not to use Hashem's name in vain. And yet you can make all day long, you can make kiddush, you could say the bracha v'shaifa. Why? Because Kol Yisrael I Reim, because I have a responsibility for my brother, for my sister, to see to it that if he doesn't know how to say kiddush, and he's asking me, could you say kiddush? So I say kiddush for him. Because until he says kiddush, I haven't really completed my kiddush. Because on a deeper level, no Jew is a Yeshus La'atzma. No Jew is a separate entity. Every single Jew is part of that organism that's called Knesset Yisrael. And it's over the generations. It's not just Knesset Yisrael at this time. V'chein ha'adam Yisrael v'yachas l'klolus Yisrael. And so is the relationship of the individual Jew to the entirety of the nation, the closest Yisrael. The matzav hashalom v'hamasukam. When things are in an ideal state, when things are the way they're supposed to be, habechina chitzaynis, that bechina of the individual person, of ani, of me. Nerechas k'mo levush, it's like a garment. It's the chitzanius, a garment, a coat that you wear. You put on, you take off. The body, the essence, of course, remains the same. A coat is something that it's worn. Sometimes it's taken, put on. Sometimes it's taken off. Sometimes it's heavier. Sometimes it's lighter. Sometimes it's black. Sometimes it's red, white, or blue, whatever it might be. Levushim, changing. But the Bechina HaPnim is the essence, which is Knesset Yisrael. That's something which is unchangeable. Boifin Shkol Echad Yisrael Magal Mitoch Mezgeres Chayev HaYishim, in an ideal situation, my own personal life, In my own personal life, I am able to reveal Kolechem Yisrael Megalim Yitoch Mizgeres Chayev HaIshim, for within the framework of my own personal life, which is the garment, I'm able to reveal Es HaOr HaGodol Shemei BeKlolus Yisrael. I'm able to fulfill my purpose, to contribute by doing what I need to do. By me being that spark, by me being that drop of water, by me being that candle, I'm able to contribute what I was created to contribute to the great light. So the great light that illuminates the entirety of the Jewish people. Or Hashchina, the light of the Shechina. Ideally, each person fulfills his tachlis in life. And in doing so, is functioning as a vibrant and healthy cell that contributes to the life and to the vitality of the entire organism. When Hillel was at Simchas Beis Shoeva, what did he say? Imani kan, hakol kan. And Hillel was the furthest person, as you know, on earth from any kind of arrogance or haughtiness. He wasn't saying, if I'm here, you know, like I'm the life of the party. What was he saying? So this form of talk about what that means, Amanikan, Akolkan, it's talking about Shemus of Hashem, Shechina, very big things. But for what we're learning now, we understand that the Tzaddik was saying is that Imanikan, if I am present, in other words, if I succeed in bringing out the I of my life, of doing what I need to do, then Hakolkan, then Hakol Kan, then I am part of that thing which is Hakol, which is infinitely bigger than me. And I could choose, God forbid, to separate myself. Chalila, v'nichvasa, to be cut off and separated. But if I choose Ani Kan, Hakol Kan, the Hakol is the Hashchina, is the light of the Shechina. That's the Hakol, the light of the Shechina. Soid HaNeshama Shel Am Yisrael, the soul of Am Yisrael. V'hini av shehabechina achitzoynis boletes v'nikeres ma'od. Now that bechina achitzoynis, the levush, the garment, just like when you see a person, the first thing you notice, you see a person, you see his clothing, her clothing. That's what you see. Clothing is something which is very bolet. It's bolet. It stands out. It's something which is very, very obvious, clothing. But the clothing, even though they say that the clothing makes the person or something like that, You are what you wear.
You are what you eat.
Well, that's if you get some food on what you're wearing, and everything comes together. Okay, but maybe there's some kind of an expression like that. I don't know. Anyway, it's the nafkim. I'm an Irish guy. Both expressions are Irish. You are what you eat, and you are. But there's certainly something about clothing, and that's why people spend like billions and billions of dollars. That's why. You know, I'm sure some of you have stuff that's arriving at the door tomorrow that you ordered. And the guys are not far behind these days. You know, clothing is something that's very, very important for people. And there are many reasons for that. It's a very deep sugi. I've spoken about it a lot over the years. It's a very, very, very deep sugi, the need of clothing. Why does each person wear what he wears, what she wears? Why does that strike you as something which is attractive or something which is nice? Aside from matters of comfort, why is that something which you, for whatever reason, you looked at that rack and, zeh matzachein beinecha. Why is it that thing on the rack, that there was a shmat that's sitting for 40 years, and then it found you. And when you came into the store, it says, come on, you know, we're meant for each other. It's a very deep thing. Why is it that you have such an inyan with that lavush? A lavush is something that a person wears whether he intends to or not, to make a certain statement to himself or to others about himself. It's a very deep opinion. Uvecholzos, nevertheless, we understand that that's what you notice first when you see a person. You notice the clothing. A lot of people are very, very uncomfortable themselves, try to wear exceptionally loud clothing so that people can be distracted from looking at them. It's interesting. You might think that they're drawing attention to themselves. They're drawing attention to their clothing. The person with that very loud, you know, whatever, some polka-dotted bow tie. I don't say, I don't know if some people wear this stuff, but some polka-dotted, you know, bow tie and bright yellow sneakers and frames of glasses, multicolored frames. What are you doing? Why would you want to, you know, I'm sorry to say, why would you want to look like a clown? Why would you want to dress like a clown? So there are people that do that to draw attention to themselves, but not to themselves, but away from themselves. To distract people, because they don't want people to really look deeply into who they are. So they try to make the lavush as loud and as catchy as possible, so maybe you won't see how broken I am. Maybe you won't see how tzibrochen a person I am. So somebody wears crazy stuff, either because it's not sanua or it's just crazy the way that it looks. I'm not making a comment about what is, what's not crazy. I generally stick to black and white just to stay away from all questions, you know. So the clothing is something which catches one's attention. In a way of shidchiyus, if there is such a thing like you are what you wear, if there is something like that. It's mamish not that at all, that you are that. The same way that in the circus, the clown is certainly not what he's wearing. And behind the big painted face, there's a sad face, like, you know, like we used to see in the old shows. It's a sad, the clowns are, you know, it's the sad face with a smiley painted onto it, and trying to distract the whole world from seeing the tzibrach and the clown, the broken-hearted clown. And people do that many ways. They do that with clothing, then you have the ones that are constantly making cracks, like in class, you know, the class clown, and it's the same, a certain type of anhaga to draw attention. it looks like you're drawing attention to yourself, but the emes is you're frightened that anybody should ever, ever see who you really are. That's what that's about. The levushim of a person. The chitzonius is boletes v'nikaros ma'od. The person, as an individual, is something which is readily visible. You could see. You could see it because you don't see the essence of the person. You could see the levush. And that's why the vast majority of Svarim regarding Avodas Hashem are written about the individuals of Avodas Hashem. The individuals of Avodas Hashem. Nefesh HaChaim, Tanya, right? For the most part. Of course, they contain other things, but for the most part, it's Im Ani Kan, how to work on that Ani. How to develop the Ani. And that's Boletus v'Nikeres mode. Bemes ha-bchin ha-pnimis hi-ikaru mohusu shel adam. But the truth is that the bchin ha-pnimis, the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael, my being a cell in the organism of Am Yisrael, really that's the ikka, that's the mohus. Really that's the ikka. That's really the deepest essence of a Jew. Is being part of the Jewish people. Af shehi nisteris v'ne'elemes bekirba. But that's very hidden. That nekud of the Shechina, that which Hillel HaZaken is calling hakol, that's very hidden. Nisteris v'ne'elemes bekirba. It comes out strongly. You see, even by Jews who are not religious, if somebody like on campus, you have students that they're fighting for the Jewish people or for the state of Israel, and they're not religious at all. We've seen this many, many times. People, or even though their own personal ani, as far as being Jewish is concerned, is very underdeveloped, but they have a very strong sense of hakol, of the Shechina, of their being part of an ocean. And if you, in any way, threaten the ocean, or if you in any way, tamper with other Jews or the Jewish people, so that. That essence of the Jew, which is the Shechina, which is Am Yisrael, comes out very strongly. But it's nisteris in the elements. It's very hidden. It's not on a regular day. You don't see that at all. And the way that this person behaves, he doesn't behave like he's part of the Jewish people. Doesn't do what Jews who observe Torah mitzvahs are commonly doing, and so on. It's nisteris in the elements, even in a person who's observant, who's orthodox. This is one of the distinctions that Rav Kook made when he himself addressed the question of what his thoughts are about Hasidus and the Torah of Baal Shem, which he was very much influenced by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, particularly by Chabad. That was his upbringing. And he had a strong love, and his teachings are very deeply rooted in Hasidus. But he made a point. He made a very important point that whereas Hasidus is focused on the individual, and that individual, the individual becoming as great as he could be, and finding that nekuda of himself, Rav Kook turned things towards. He discusses that, of course, as well in many svarim. But the inyan of Rav Kook was more of the iris hakadosh, the iris of Am Yisrael. And whoever has learned Rav Kook's svarim knows that Rav Kook was talking more about the ocean, about the fire, about the nation, than the individual, and he made Am Yisrael and the Tchi of Am Yisrael, the revival of Am Yisrael, as the centerpiece of all of his Torah, of all of his teachings, which of course is all based upon the Zohar Kaddish and the Kesef Ari. But the Chalban is going to explain that difference, that shift that has taken place from being entirely focused on the self to the nation is the difference between Golus and Geula. While we were in Golus, we learned Rav Kook's Maimer Hador, and while we were in Golus, we were in a very fragmented and separated state. And it was really each person and each kehila, each shul, each yeshiva trying to survive. Pretty much that's what Golus was about, the survival of the individual. Individual doesn't only mean the person, but you know, his his community, his shtetl, his city, his chassidus, his yeshiva, you know, his own personal inyan in Yiddishkeit. Golus, to a large extent, is the story of the struggle to preserve that, the preservation of ani, of myself. That's the story of Golus. We're now in the generation of Geula. Things have very much shifted to a world much bigger and beyond the self. Not, God forbid, at the expense of the self. Rav Kook often wrote about that. About Jews who, they just connect themselves to the nation and they forget about themselves. But a complete and healthy integration of the self and of the individual and of the whole. But this is Nisteris and Elamis Bekirbo. Ki Emes Hadavar. Because the truth is, Emes Hadavar, Sha Nister Hu Ha'ikr Tomid Ki Yadua. That which is hidden is always the Ikr. That which is hidden is always the Ikr, is always the main thing. What's more obvious and more observable is not the main thing. The Ikr is that which is hidden. Hanisteru ha'ikur tamid. That's an important couple of words to remember. Hanisteru ha'ikur tamid kiyadu. That which is hidden is always the ikur. Not what you say to people, but what you don't say. Not the way that you appear to other people, but who you really are. The nister is the ikur tamid. And Hashem is the ikur, and Hashem is the most hidden. And who is greater than Hashem? And Hashem is the most hidden. He's the most hidden. Star, the star, and the hidden of all that is hidden. Stima, the stima. That which is closed and hidden of all that's hidden. Ne'elam me'enei kol chai. Ne'elam me'enei kol chai. Hidden from all living eyes, from all the eyes of living beings. But even the malachim are always asking, Ayye mekayim kevayda. What? Where? What? Kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. On the one hand, it's the malach alar, it's kevayda, but it's covered, but he, where is he? He's a kelmestata. That Hashem, because Hashem is the, Hashem is everything. Hashem is Iker. Therefore, he's most hidden. Of course, people over time couldn't deal with that, and they preferred to worship something that was more obvious. And that's the source of that's the root of Avodah Zarah, in all those different shapes and forms, all the way to modern times, whatever that is. But to be able to connect to something that I could see with my eyes. Because it's very hard to connect to that which you can't see with your eyes. It's hard to do that when you're looking at your parents or your friends or your kids. The natural inclination is to be grabbed by the chitzonius of the person. So your kid is acting up and giving you a hard time, and you get all crazy from it. And you forget that the ikur of this child is what you're not looking at. The ikur of this student is not what you see before your eyes. And it's not the ikur of your friend, of your parent, of your spouse. The ikur is what's nister. The ikur is what you can't see. And Hashem is the most unseeable, the least visible, invisible completely to all that exists. Ne'elam me'enei kol chai. U'bevadai ikur v'sheiros kol ha'olamos. And Hashem is the ikur, and the shorish is the ikur and the root of all worlds. Islamic. Avoda sa'adam ba'olam hi, the avoda of a person in this world, is lul chaim bashal yeshal roiv hamayin ha'yitzurim, is to wage a war against the illusion, the ashalya, the deceptive illusion. Avoiv hamayin ha'yitzurim. Of that great multitude of things that we see before our eyes, There's a tremendous, tremendous, it seems to us, infinite, infinite crowd of things that we see. People, places, things, animals, insects. The harash, hanigla l'ayin. The noise that is revealed to the eye. The noise that's being made by the world is unbelievably loud. It's unbelievably loud. Our job is to wage a war against that illusion. Shemoshech haselev, lizbo shanir la'ayin agashmis, hu hamitzias hamugmeris v'hamitis. To wage a war against that noise that is pulling us, that is pulling at the heart, to actually fall into that illusion that what the eye sees is true reality. That what the eye sees is completed and it's the true reality. It's our ligbor, a person has to strengthen himself to overcome this illusion. L'kasher atzmei b'oimak alev, to bind himself in the depths of his heart. U'b'keshev haneshef nefesh el ha'pnimius and esteres, and to listen with his soul to the pnimius and esteres, to that which is hidden, that which is deep inside the Shechina, Am Yisrael. That's deep inside. V'losom oyso le'ikr b'chayev, and to make that the ikr of your life, because the nister is the ikr. That which is hidden is most important. To make that into what's most important in your life. V'advarim pshutim. He's not saying it's easy to do this. He's saying v'advarim pshutim, to understand what I'm telling you. Im kein mohus adam, hi hanista shabai. The essence of a person that is that which is hidden in him. Shu chelka b'shchina, which is each individual's role, part of being a cell in the Shechina. Being a cell in the great, great, magnificent Mitzias organism of Am Yisrael. Lo isha yusom achitzoynis apratis, but and not your own individual external life. That's not the ikar. But that, of course, is most obvious, and that's what grabs a person. If what you notice about other people is a lavush, that's what you know, certainly when it comes to yourself, it's what you notice most in the world is yourself. You notice that right away. You're living every moment in that reality of the self, and it could distract you from who you really are. And it's like the muscle that I mentioned. Shalakol te baguf gadol, that every cell in the big body, yesh chaim la'atzmo, every cell has its own life. I don't remember the names of the different parts, but we were in school. We used to study, you know, the cell, the different parts of the cell. And it's got all this lot, you know, it's like a little world. Each cell's got a lot of stuff going on. Yesh chaim la'atzmai. Every cell has chaim la'atzmai. Has its own individual existence. V'yesh lo erach gam mitzad haguf kulay. But then, its essence is, the erach that it has, its value, its importance, its relevance to the entire guf, to the whole body. Kein hu b'chol ish Yisrael, it's the same thing with every Jew. Sheyesh lo es hargoshes atzmai ki yeshus nifredes, each person senses himself as something separate and independent and different, apart. Nifredes ha'medes l'atzmai, that stands unto itself and identifies itself with my memories, my family, my friends, etc. But v'yeshus oimek mahuso. But you could forget very easily the oimek, the deeper essence. She nitzoyts me'or hashchina. That you and I, each one of us, is a spark of that amazing flame of the Shechina. Eiver v'tei beguf ha'gadol, a limb, a cell, beguf ha'gadol, shuklal Am Yisrael, in that great body that's called Am Yisrael. This confusion between, or this forgetting the reality, that deeper reality, that Bechina Pnimis, and getting lost in the Bechina Chitzainis, even if it's a very nice way of getting lost, and working on oneself and so on, it's a person, a hush of a person. That is what we're going to be continuing with next week, which is called Sod HaGalus, the mystery of exile or Galus. Okay? So hold on to the